On Monday, an act of terror wounded dozens and killed three innocent people at the Boston Marathon. But in the days since, the world has witnessed one sure and steadfast truth. Americans refuse to be terrorized. Ultimately, that's what we'll remember from this week. That's what will remain. The stories of heroism and kindness, resolve and resilience, generosity and love. The brave first responders, police officers and firefighters, EMTs and National Guard, who ran toward danger to help their fellow citizens. The race volunteers, spectators, and exhausted runners who rushed to help, including troops and veterans who never expected to see such scenes on the streets of America. The determined doctors and nurses at some of the world's best hospitals, who've toiled day and night to save so many lives. The big-hearted people of Boston, residents, priests, shopkeepers, who carried victims in their arms, delivered water and blankets, lined up to give blood, opened their homes up to total strangers. And the heroic federal agents and police officers who worked together throughout the week, often at great risk to themselves, to keep our communities safe. As a country, we are eternally grateful for the profound sacrifices they make in the line of duty, sometimes making the ultimate sacrifice to defend the people they've sworn to protect. If anyone wants to know who we are, what America is, how we respond to evil and terror, that's it. Selflessly, compassionately, and unafraid. Through the days that would test even the sturdiest of souls, Boston's spirit remains undaunted. America's spirit remains undimmed. Our faith in each other, our love for this country, our common creed that cuts across whatever superficial differences we may have, that's what makes us strong. That's why we endure. In the days to come, we will remain vigilant as a nation, and I have no doubt the city of Boston and its surrounding communities will continue to respond in the same proud and heroic way that they have thus far. And their fellow Americans will be right there with them every step of the way. May God bless the people of Boston and the United States of America.